I want to go for a ride. And then he said, don't bring me just the colt, but bring me the mama too. Bring me the mama donkey. Why did he do that? So they went and found a colt, and they brought the mother along with it. On the farm, I don't look like a farm boy, but I got on patent leather shoes. I don't have my boots with the stuff on it today, but I am from the farm. I've come. Oh, thank God, Jesus. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, the stuff on it. Yeah, right. But I've come a long way, baby. But you just made me lose my train of thought. Mama donkey. Yeah. Did you look at her when she said mama donkey? You better not have. Okay. You're in trouble, brother. When I was raised on the farm, we had little calves and little goats and little sheep and all that. My daddy went and bought a little bitty donkey. Those little ones, you know what I'm talking about? Well, we called them something else, but I better not say it in the church, but that's what they really are.
The Bible says it.
Well, okay, well, let the Bible say it, and you go read it. But anyway, I don't want to get thrown out of here. But anyway. Hey, dude, you've blessed me today. Since I've seen you since we've been here, something's been happening in you. You got into it. What an incredible example to your generation how to praise God. You praised him while you were playing that bass, your weapon. You were doing some warfare up there a while ago, and that really blessed me. So anyway, my daddy went and got this little donkey, and what you want to do that for? He just seemed like a pest. And actually, it was a female. She seemed like she was a pest. She was always, anyway. So daddy says, there's a reason I brought her in here. You see the little calves, and you see the little sheep, you see the little goats. So when those coyotes come in here, I said, this donkey gonna take care of them. I said, really? Yeah. I said, they'll go grab that coyote by the nape of the neck and break his neck, or she'll kick him to death for protection, protecting the flock. So Jesus said, bring me a colt, but bring the mama too. They brought him the colt, and they brought the mama right along with it. So which one did he ride into the town? The one that knew the way? The one that had the wisdom? The one that knew every crook and turn in the road? The one that knew all the pitfalls in the road? The one that knew not to get too close to the edge because there was a cliff there? No, he gets on the young one. He rides the young one in. Probably never been ridden before, but he got on there and rode it. What did he do with the mama? She was right along with it. Right along with that young donkey. You see, we don't need to discard the older folks. We don't need to discard
wisdom.
Oh, there's so much wisdom that you have. Oh, that we have. I is one now. That you can learn from us. You can learn from us. And this church is a perfect example. You haven't discarded the old. We go to some churches and I see the people that have been there for years and they've helped build the church with their tithes and their offerings and their prayers. And they've been steady. They've been faithful. And they sit there and there's nothing they can relate to anymore. Songs are all new. And there's lights and smoke, and that's all good. One preacher said the other day, he said, you know, we're not going to have smoke anymore for a while. He said, because I'm just expecting the real smoke to show up. And I don't know about you, but Renee, we've been in some services, and I know y'all have, where the cloud did come in, and you could actually see the smoke of the Holy Spirit come and sit on that place. Hallelujah. Anyways, this church, as I was saying, is a perfect example of how it's supposed to be. And I just wanted to compliment you there a little bit today. your music, and your outreach. Look at this praise team. I'm not going to ask all you. How old are you, darling? 22. I thought you'd be about 15 or something. 22. You're young. Where is she at? You're supposed to be of how old are you? 17. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lauren, how old are you, baby? Where'd she go? How old are you? 26. Well, you're still a young girl.
She's a Absolutely. Baby. Yeah.
I'm glad you're here. I know you came to see your daddy on Father's Day, but I knew that. How old are you, Jerry? 21. Man of God, on fire for God. Boy, your future is so bright, you better go get you some new sunshades, brother. The fire of God is in you, son. And you're going to see a time when you are performing like you did today. That is a performance.
Yes, it is.
This is a performance for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you will see a time, son, mark my word, that when you're performing like you did today, that the holy smoke of the Holy Ghost will show up in the place. The power of God will come as you perform as you did today. It's just going to get more intense, to the point that you can't stop it. Fire for your generation. Praise God. Anyway, glad all the mama donkeys are here today, too. Yeah. Coyotes. You're here to teach us young people how to war. I've lost my song. Okay, hold on a minute. Hold on.
We'll just hum while you find
it. Oh, yeah, I got it. Ready? It goes like this. This is Father's Day. I cannot make a world, hold it in my hand. I cannot make the lightning flash across the land. I cannot take a piece of clay and mold it into man. But my Father can. Yeah. And He sits high.
He sits high.
And He looks low.
And He looks low.
And He guides my feet
wherever I go.
And when I
don't understand,
yeah.
I have a father who can. I have a father.
Come on, let's sing the chorus again.
Who can?
He sits high.
He sits high.
Song. You thought they did. That's how good they are. Now listen. I cannot make a cloud ascend into the sky. No, I cannot love humanity so much that I would die. I can't even name the stars or count the grains of sand. But my Father, I cannot make a sparrow and know its time it falls. I cannot create the thunder and cause the rain to fall. I forgot the next two lines.
but don't you tell me it's my age, y'all. I have a father.
Times after all your walk with God all these years that you don't understand? Am I the only one? No. I've been screaming it lately to you. What's happening? I don't understand. Yeah, we all made out of the same stuff. But that's when we go to the Word. That's when we go to the Word and see what His Word says about our situation. Yeah. Probably can't see this. That's my daddy. This one here, not that one. That's a mule. That was my daddy. His name's Jack. He was a hard worker. He loved the Lord with all his heart. He got away from the Lord when he was probably about 13. Left home, left school. He said, I crawled out the window of the schoolhouse in Maryville, Louisiana. Said, I didn't like the teacher. No, none of you young people aren't supposed to do that. I'm not telling you to do that. Said, I crawled out the window. And he said, I never looked back. Said, I waved at her. And he said, I never went back. He left home. And anyway, long story short, I've told you the story before how that he came to the Lord. He was an alcoholic, and he came to the Lord, and, you know, and my mother wouldn't give up. She took us boys to the beer joint, made our beds on some tables, and decided she was going to have change at her house. And one Sunday morning, he gets up and goes to church with us, and change came because a strong woman didn't give up. Mama Donkey didn't give up. Ain't no woman going to get my man. And my daddy gave it all he had. Loved the Lord. He taught me a lot of incredible things. I look at him and remember how that I told you the story when the cow got sick. He called the pastor to come out and pray for a dying cow. Why would he do a stupid thing like that? He told me, he said, son, if you make the Lord the center of your life, He's going to give you things. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Whatever you want, you can ask, and He will do it for you. He said, give what you're supposed to God, and God will give back to you. He said, that's just a law that you can't go back on. So he told the preacher, he said, that this cow, the doctor says she's dying. And he said, you know, Pastor, I feel like God's obligated to me because I pay my tithes. I give my offerings at the church. And he said, we pay our tithe on the best eggs, the best vegetables. And yeah, Pastor, you get your milk here too from this cow. She can't die. He said, I'm convinced that God cares about my stuff. A cow. Could God really care about a cow? my pastor, a young man, prayed for that cow, and she got up, and she lived many more years and gave many more buckets of milk. My daddy taught me that. The ways of the Lord and the word of the Lord is true. You can bank on it. He taught me how to trust. Everybody say trust.
Trust.
You know, trust doesn't come automatically. Trust don't come overnight. Trust comes after a long relationship. Are you there yet? You say, I just don't know. I don't know if I can trust him for this. Your pastor is a perfect example of that. The father of this church. I have never, ever in my years, 72, last week was, I think it was. That's what my driver's license said. I'm 72. I have never in all my years seen a man like this with such strong faith. How did that come? Relationship. A strong, solid relationship. Never wavering. Got his eye on the prize, knowing what the word says, and knows that God is a man of his word, that he's not a man that he would lie, but he's going to stand behind his word. What a perfect example. My daddy used to tell me that. God will do what he said he's going to do. I just wanted to bring you this picture and show you my daddy and show you the one-eyed mule. Tobin was his name. He had one eye, but he got the job done. I made notes, and you know I'm horrible with notes. They get in my way. But I wrote down some things my daddy taught me, and I'm conscious of the time. We're going to shout in a minute. My daddy taught me that my word was my bond. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Isn't that good? That's some good teaching. How many of you are taught that too from your folks? Covenant, commitment. We don't see that much anymore, do we? He said, another thing he showed me, he said, son, always remember that if you don't show mercy, you're not going to get mercy. What would Jesus do? He would show you mercy in situations when everybody else thumbs down. You give them a thumbs up. Show some mercy and you will always get mercy. And that's something I've tried to live by all these years. Been in situations where everybody around is, There has been. It's over with. Go to them and pick them up. So come on, let me help you brush off the dust of failure here. Let's get up and try it again. Show some mercy and you get mercy. Some of you may be there right now and you need some mercy. Have you shown some lately? Yeah, plant and sow mercy and see what you get. My daddy always said, remember those people that brung you. Remember those people that got you where you are. Don't ever forget that. Always honor them. Always honor them. I remember this one lady. The person that got us, God did. But God used a little, she wasn't little. She carried a lot of weight. A lady called me up one day and she said, Bill Morris, been watching you on television. Now, this was years ago when I was over here across town at another church and very few people saw us on television. We wasn't supposed to be on it because they told us, as I said, you can't get on there and preach the gospel. But anyway, we was there. And she saw us all the way in Virginia Beach. And she was the minister of music at the huge rock church, John and Ann Jimenez. And she said, you don't know me, but my name is Hazel. And so you're about to know me, and we're going to have a long relationship. Said, Sister Ann, Brother John, saw y'all on television. Said, we've been watching y'all, and we want you to come and minister at our church. I thought it was a joke. I mean, because I'd been isolated all those years. So we went. And from that one lady's phone call, the whole world opened up to us. R.W. Schambach, all the rest of them from that one lady. And I never, ever forgot it. Because my daddy said, remember those people that got you where you are today. The lady died a very lonely death. People turned against her. But Renee and I loved her. would send her offerings every once in a while when she was in need. Nobody else was doing that. Showing mercy. And she helped me get to where I'm at. God used her. She died a lonely death. Her body froze on her. She had a good mind, and she was trapped in that body, and she died. She told me the last time I saw her, they brought her in stiff as a board and put her in a recliner at the Great Rock Church. And she said, "Pray, God, take me out of this situation." She went home to be with the Lord. Nobody wanted to preach a funeral. We found out about it the day before our home was destroyed in Nashville through that F5 tornado. We were devastated, and I got the call, Hazel passed away. "Would you come and do the funeral?" I said, "Yes." I called my pastor. I said, "We got a mission. Let's go." We flew out there and did that funeral. "What was you doing that for?" "Because my daddy said, always remember those folks that got you where you are, son. Show some mercy, and you get mercy." Hallelujah. Well, then another thing he said. He said, "Son, Tobin has kicked your big brothers so many times." And he said, "They won't learn the lesson." He said, "I tell them, put the feed in the stall, and then you let Tobin in there. Don't put Tobin in the stall, and then you get yourself in there with some feed and try to feed him, because he will kick you." "Do you want to be kicked?" "No, sir, no, sir, no, sir." Now, I was a baby boy. So he said, "Always remember, son, once you've been kicked by the mule, don't ever get in the stall with him again." Now, that's a good lesson. That is a good lesson.
Good sermon.
It is a good sermon. And I've tried to live by that, but I'm telling you, that's been one of the hardest things for me to do. But I told the Lord the other day, "All right, I'm not getting back in that stall again. I'm not getting there anymore. I'm not going to let the mule cook me anymore." That's just a few things. And then the first scripture he ever taught me was, "Thank you, Jesus." Is this okay? We're going to sing in a minute. My goodness. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, "Trust in the Lord." This is Psalms 37. "And do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture." Oh, that's beautiful. He taught me that. He said, "Honor your father and your mother, son, so that you may live long in the land." And that's what I've tried to do all these years. And I know that I'm going to live a long time. 72 is just scratching the surface. You want to live a long, good life? Honor your mother and your daddy. Honor your father in the Lord and your mother in the Lord, and see what God will do. Thank you, Jesus. Let me give you one more. He said, "Those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." That's Psalms 9. Thank you, Lord. A good man's steps are ordered. They're ordained. They are directed. They are planned. And he delighteth in his ways. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I started on this journey not seeking wealth or fame. The only thing I want in life is to bear his holy name. I've had my share of trouble, a trial along the way. But when the mountain looks too high, this is how I pray. Thank you, girlfriend.
What would you do without me, baby?
Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? I want to be a man after God's own heart. I want to be a man after God's own heart. I might stumble or fall, but I'll get back up and heed the call. to be a man after God's own heart. Now some don't understand me. Can you believe that? They criticize my way. Somebody told me the other day my hair was too long and that my hair was too dark. I need to lighten it up and I need to get rid of this. Can you believe they don't understand me? But if they could just see inside my heart, they'd find something good to say. I'm not the one with the crown of thorns. There's no nail scars in my hand. I only have a real desire to be all that I can. I want to be a man after God's own heart. I want to be a man after God's own heart. Oh, I might stumble, I might fall, but I'll get back up and hear the call to be a man after God's own heart. Hey, hey. He never said that it would be easy. And yes, sometimes the load seems a little uncomfortable and hard to bear.
But when I think of where
you found me, Lord,
and how much
you really do love me.
This road
don't seem so rocky. As I keep this my prayer, I want to be a man after God's own heart.
After God's own heart.
I want to be a man after God's own heart. Oh, I might stumble and fall. I'll get back up and heed the call to be a man after God's own heart. To be a man after God's own heart. Now listen, being Father's Day, and we're going to shout in a minute. Now see the time, and we're going to get out here in a few minutes. But listen, I feel somebody pushing at the back of the line today. Because you feel like you have failed as a father. No, 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 no. Don't stay where you are. Let the past be the past today. This is a brand new beginning for you. We've all not done things right. What do you think about me and Renee? When we were blasted all over the world, all over television, and our boy was down here on 6th Street at the curfew, looking crazy. Doing crazy things, becoming a warlock in Satan's kingdom. Our son! Did you give up, Bill and Renee? No, we kept on trusting.
Right.
We kept on trusting. Trust. Through our eyes of faith. You got to keep your vision clear. You got to. That's the reason you have to be locked into a body like this. That when you can't see clearly and your spectacles get all fogged up and you can't see, somebody's there to clean your glasses. Somebody's there to say, hey, it's not really that way. Remember what the Word says. The Word says that train that kid up the way he'd go. And when he gets older, he's going to come back to it. He's not going to depart from it. If you're here today just feeling like, oh, I wish I'd have done this. No! That's in the past. This is a new day for you. Father, this is a new day for you. Love like Jesus. Unconditional love. Unconditional. Yeah, I know that boy's down there on 6th Street and I know what he's doing. I didn't raise you that way. I wanted to say that, but I couldn't. I went down there instead in my good clothes. Just got off the plane riding first class from someplace, preaching the gospel and singing. And we got off that plane in our good clothes and went down there at that dirty place back behind the street, the curfew club. On 6th Street, and found him in the alleyway. living like an animal. Oh, the old Bill wanted to say some things, but instead I got down there. In your good clothes? Yes, I did. I did. Jesus would have done that. I got down there and hugged that kid and said, "Son, I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. I'm so glad I found you." And he said something that I didn't think I would hear. He said, "Thank you for finding me. They want to be found." I was praying, "Oh Lord, send some spiritual giant, send some youth leader." And who did God send? The daddy. I hugged him. "I love you, boy. Your mom and I miss you so much. Come on home, son. Come on home. I'm here to remind you that you're a king's kid. You don't have to live like this. You're a king's kid. You're a prince in the kingdom." He didn't look like it. He sure didn't smell like it. "But you're a king's kid. You belong to Jesus. Just came to remind you. Thanks for finding me. Thanks for finding me." The father saw his son coming. He could have sat up there and said, "I know where that boy's been. I ain't going to go get greedy. He's going to have to come all the way up in here. He's going to have to get on his knees. And he's going to have to say, 'I'm sorry, Daddy. No. What did the father of that boy do, that prodigal? He ran to him, threw his arms around him. "Son, I love you. I love you." This is a new day. This is a new day. Let's start all over. What do you say? "For me, singing
in such a special way. That's why I praise you.
I lift you up.
I lift you up.
I magnify your name.
I magnify your name.
That's why my heart is filled with praise, yeah.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
I love you." Say it again.
"I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today."
Because you cared for me, Jesus.
Because you cared
for me in such a special way.
In such a special way.
Lord, I praise you.
That's why
I want to say to you today that you remember is, don't get stuck in the past. Don't get stuck. Don't get stuck. If I knew the song, I'd say, "Let it go." Don't get frozen in the past. Let me give you this one more example. I could hardly wait to get here today, Lou, because I knew it was going to be like coming to an old well I hadn't been to in a while. This church, for the past year, we've been in a desert. We have been in a desert. It was like, why am I here? And I knew God had a plan and purpose in it.
Oh, yes.
But I would go and I would look at people that were in the same place where years ago they were. And it was like, one day I said, "Renee, we don't speak the same language here anymore. Nobody understands. Where is the well that was once cool, refreshing water? Where is it? I don't want to get stuck." And one night, I had this dream, vision, or whatever. It was so real, I thought I was there. I went to a place that I used to love to live in my dream. I went to this place, this beautiful home, and it was a gorgeous place. And I went there and I went up in the attic. And in the attic, there was this trunk, big trunk. And I opened that trunk. And oh, there it was. The most gorgeous coat that I used to wear. It had beautiful brass buttons. and all this fat. You know, I'm a little bit different. If y'all hadn't realized that, I'm conservative when I come here.
Thank you, Bill.
Oh, you should have seen the shoes I started to put on today. But I didn't want to freak any of you out because I heard, well, whatever. No. But there was this beautiful coat, beautiful buttons with, ooh, it was, ah, and I thought, oh, there you are. There you are. Where have you been? Oh, I picked it up and the dust was flying off of it and it smelled musty and old. And I thought, oh, I can fix you. I can clean you up. Oh, I can polish these brass buttons and they're going to be like brand new. I remember when I used to wear you and everybody would go, ooh, I've never seen a coat like that before. I remember all of that. I can do this again. I can clean you up. And I begin to shake it and the dust and the dirt would just fly off of it. Getting to polish the buttons and then I couldn't wait to put it on. And I put it on. And it didn't fit. It didn't fit. I said, surely I can make you fit. Surely I can wear you one more time. Surely I can. But it wasn't working. And it didn't work. The end of that story is, get out of Dodge, baby. Don't get back in the stall with the mule once he's kicked you. And I didn't mean that, but you know what I'm saying. Don't go back. Don't get stuck to where you used to be. And the thinking of I didn't do things right with my children, fathers, don't get stuck there. Buzzle, start all over again. God's got a brand new coat for you to wear today. He's got a brand new coat. And I encourage you in the next few minutes in this place to try on this new coat. It's already clean. The buttons are already polished. It don't smell bad, baby. It smells good. And it looks better than anything that you've had on before. It's time to put your new coat on. Can somebody say amen? Amen.
Amen.
It may look like I'm surrounded. Let's worship the Lord. Y'all know this song? It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Oh, that's easy. Say that. Say. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Let me hear you say it. Say.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
You better say that again. Say.
It may look like.
Brothers and sisters, are you ready to start a new day? Come on, stand to your feet and say, it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Sing it one more time. Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles.
Yeah.
This is how I fight my battles.
Let me hear you.
This is how I fight.
A brand new start in the next 5 minutes here just before we go get out of noontime. But if that's you and you feel like I'm starting over today, I'm ready to put a new coat on, I'm ready for a new walk and new talk, so you don't have to be ashamed. Father, come on down here. Mother, come on down here. We got people that right here that'll stand with you. Anybody in here in this place, you want to start all over anew? Anybody else? Anybody in this house? Hallelujah. 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 Come on, come on, come on, come on. Where are you? Where you at? Where you at? Come on. Hallelujah. It's a new day. It's a new day. Say it again. This is how I fight my battles.
I'm going to fight.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
What an incredible time we've had in this place today. Thank you, praise team, for ushering us right into the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
And that song, when we sing, when I'm going to turn it to you. Is that right? And when I finish, if y'all do that song about revive thing again, do that. Just do that song about revive. I don't care if you do the rest of it, but that one part of it, how's it say it?
Revive me, revive me.
Yeah. That's it.
We got to learn that, baby. It's great.
Hey, we love you so much. And thank you for a cool drink of water today from an old well that we hadn't been here in a year. Thank you so much, family. We love you so much. Hallelujah. Brother.
Praise God. For Brother Bill and Sister Renee.
Amen,
they
amen,
are a blessing.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the gifts that he's put in front of us this day.
And just for the record, sir, can I interrupt?
Yes, you can.
I want to acknowledge my dad. My dad was totally different than Bill's dad, growing up on a farm and all that. But I just want to say that I appreciate, he's not here today, and I wish he was. I'm going to bring him sometime. But he was the most and is the most incredible father, not just to me, but to a lot of people. And I just wanted to acknowledge that. I feel like I wish he was here so I could bring him up. But I just wanted to say that that I just love my dad. That's basically it. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Yeah, absolutely. Give honor to whom honor is due. And many of us have fathers that have been a blessing, who have, as Brother Bill mentioned, taught, shared, imparted. So any opportunity we have to say, thank you, Dad, for being dad, for being a father, it's a great opportunity. When you have experience in the house, when you have wisdom in the house, when you have ministers who have decades of experience, when you're surrounded by people who have gone through the trial, it's easy to talk when you haven't gone through. It's easy to talk when you haven't dealt with anything. But people that have gone through the fire, who have gone through the trial and not quit, who have come out on the other side.
Come on.
No, Brother Bill, we aren't looking to cast the wisdom aside, the experience aside. There are elders in the house who have gone through and who have stood the trial, stood the test of time. And so whenever you are around those who have gone before you, who have done it, who can testify of God's grace, of God's goodness, of the victory that we have in Christ Jesus, we say thank you to the Lord for obviously our pastors. But for Brother Bill and Sister Renee, who have gone through and stood for many, many years, everything has not always been hunky-dory. Every circumstance has not always been the best. But when the trial comes, when the fire is there and you can stand, having done all to stand, there is a grit that comes upon you. There is a strength beyond you that comes. So always have your heart open to receive the people that God has put around you, the experience, the wisdom that God has put around you. Amen. Well, at this time, we're going to get ready to praise the Lord a little bit more. But as we do that, we're going to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry that God has called Brother Bill and Sister Renee to. This offering in its entirety will go into the ministry that God has called Brother Bill and Sister Renee to. The ushers have offering envelopes if you need one. But this is an opportunity to partner together with what God is doing. So we'll sow, we'll be a part. Then as we get ready to give, the praise team will be ready to lead us once more. If you are a visitor here at House of the Lord this morning, we are glad that you are here. We welcome you, and we thank God for you. There will be ministers out in the foyer to greet you and shake your hand and say hello. But thank you for worshiping with us this morning. We believe that God has a great plan for your life and that the wisdom of God was made manifest this morning to you. Amen. All right, you have your offering ready to go. Praise team.
Revive me, revive me with the joy that you bring, joy that you bring. Revive me with the joy that you bring, joy that you bring. Revive me, revive me with the joy that you bring, joy that you bring.
Revive me, Lord.
Revive me, oh yeah.
Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love.
Revive me.
Revive me.
Revive
me. Revive me, Lord.
Joy that you bring.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's been a great morning. We speak the blessing of the Lord over you. You are blessed in all of your endeavors. For whom God is blessed, no one can curse. So go this day knowing that God's strength, God's power, God's ability is with you. He leads you in a plain path. He leads you by His Spirit into the divine appointments that He's ordained for your life. Continue to open your heart to Him and allow Him to direct the course of your life. You are blessed. Happy Father's Day to all of our fathers. We thank God for you. You are dismissed.